Hello to you all, and thanks for joining us for the series of discussion, New Life. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. You're joining us, and we're discussing the most important thing for us in life, our relationship with the people around us. And within this series of discussions, we're focusing right now on the couple's relationship, so come join us. Rav Lightman, in one of the last meetings, we talked about the fact that our goal is to build a method with clear steps in which each couple that wants to upgrade each detail or each individual that is in a relationship with his couple can use it as a tool to upgrade his attitude towards life. And this is the home laboratory that we described. And here we operate. And our goal is, if we can, as part of this discussion we have, is to describe in a schematical way what stages a couple will go through if he operates on our method to the point of connection between them. We have two people, a couple. Our goal is to put us through a process that will make them like a triangle, that they connect at a certain point of connection, and then they look at life in a totally different way. What stages do we have to go through from stage zero to the stage we need to get to? We think that will help to those people that have to go through process. First of all, I would say this way. We discover now in the world that nature obligates us to be connected to each other. Because if we can escape the family life from obligations, this small obligation that we have towards each other in the framework of a family, we cannot escape from the life in the society, the society in general, the international society around the world, because we're all dependent on each other. If you take into account what you live, the bubble, that your small little bubble that you live in, you will see that there's no country, there's no society, there's maybe not even a large factory in the world that didn't touch somehow you and supplies you with what you have. Through all sorts of organizations and factories and systems. We talk about how in one society, 30 people know each other all the time. And we touch on this a lot, and we know this. We used to not even know the continents and cultures. Today, you enter any place. It's not like here you enter a McDonald's or something. This, the culture, the life, everything is one. This unification, this unity, this uniformity is spreading in a very quick way around the world. And we see that also ecology, nature, the laws are coming all of a sudden and being discovered in the human society and nature and all. They're global. They're integral. They're around us, and they connect all of us into one system. This does not depend on us, rather on the development, the evolution as such. And if so, then we need to understand what a round world we live in. And our problem is that a person, according to his egoistic nature, is not willing to go through this. How do we help a person be more friendly with the world, to understand the world, to use it in the right way, and to succeed? We see that we're less successful. We enter a better life, and because what are we lacking? We're in a crisis, and in such a way that it threatens us, and how will it end? Right now, it's the summer of 2012. What will happen in a month or two? No one knows. Everyone's in fear. We have come to a state in which the big, great society Humanity is like a little baby who's fearful. Like, where am I? This is from a lack of a good connection between a person and his environment, in which we don't understand nature. And this stems from our obtuseness. We don't understand it. Ooh, nature. Nature is called all these laws that we exist in, all the our behavior, all of the whole behavior of the ecology and the weather and the society, the human society that changes, and all of a sudden things happen between us and all the countries. No one wants the crisis. Millions of people are being thrown out of the work and being thrown to the streets and don't know what we're going to eat tomorrow. You hear people don't know what to do with their children. How will I feed them tomorrow? Even for today, there is no more. In a world that has everything, a lack of connection. We can't even give out, you know, disperse the surpluses that no one needs. This way, this is out of a connection. Where can we learn this connection between people, the correct connection between people, in order to arrange the relationships between us, so that... all of a sudden we'll have a billion people, I don't want to say from what countries, that will, you know, jump on me, to take from me, because they imagine that I have more than they have, that I have food and they don't. Where will we find the right balance in the human society? You know, how will we find the balance with nature, in which we see that all the things, we have to reach this. Otherwise, we won't survive. We can learn this specifically on the family life. Because in the family cell, if a person is capable of developing the emotions and the understanding, the attitude, the right approach towards his partner, through this, he acquires new tools, new sensors, discernments, and an approach towards understanding the human society and nature in generality, and to connect these things together. And then he will be in harmony with everyone. And therefore, the attitude of a person towards his family, and then towards the wider environment, and then towards the totality of humanity, and then towards nature, all in all, is actually the process that we need to go through. And this, it's not that I live in the family with a partner or without. If it's not this partner, that partner. With children, without children. You know, like this. But we're talking here about the problem of all of humanity, which all the wise people and studies talk about this, that the connection between us is actually the problem which needs to be solved. So a midterm summary here. If I learn how to relate right in an emotionally way, like you just said, to my partner, in this closest of systems that's with me, where there's another person other than me, by doing this, I will acquire for myself the right attitude towards life in all levels. Towards the whole universe itself, yeah. To the furthest and deepest and greatest. So this means that the couple's relationship is where you're going to teach me how to succeed in all the levels. All in all. Yeah, it's the key to everything. This already sounds good. Next stage. I want this process. And specifically, it can't be in your relationship with your friends that you go to fish with, or to do something, or to a pub. It must be specifically in your relationship with your partner. Why specifically are you touching this? This is how nature is built. There's nothing you can do that specifically with her, if we're talking about a man, specifically if he sees his partner, then with her he can discern all the corners, all the finest and pleasant, more pleasant or less pleasant discernments in his properties and his qualities and there in his perception. And therefore, it's called a help against him. What does that mean? It means that you can't see her against you and to be helped with her to be built. I didn't understand. Nitsa's looking at you. Maybe men perceive this less. He's an investigator, you know. If you want to build yourself in a correct way in order to understand the world, to succeed greatly, you must build the tools for this in your family life. This I understood. I didn't understand the help against him. Therefore, I would say that a person that is not married is not worthy of being a manager. He's not worthy for the right connection with the world. And therefore, throughout history, this demand to be married in many cases appears. Okay, let's proceed onwards. So I have a place here in which I can improve myself and deal with this. Okay, so I want this process. What stages stand before me in this process? There will be a process which I do here with my partner. It will have implications on all of parts of life, to the highest things. Now the implications I'm putting aside, and I want to zoom in to the process itself. And it'll be the same thing later. And therefore, what we're talking about, what later, I don't want to talk about. You explain to me why it's worthwhile for me. I am convinced I want to succeed greatly. This is my workplace that I am upgrading my perception of myself and the others. What stages are you going to put through me? What's the first stage, the second stage, third stage? Maybe there's a lot of stages, maybe little stages. Can you draw for me what process you're putting me through and what those stages are that I'm going to go through? First of all, to learn about the help against him, what is written, yourself and her, as much as one can learn about the other. From my ego, I need to learn how much I receive the picture of the other in a warped way. This is psychology. We need to teach it. This is education that we need to give to each and every one. And for each and every one, make an adult person who understands his weaknesses, the uniquenesses, that he's special, all in all, but especially if he can use all his qualities in the right way and the connection with the other. After you build your relationship with your partner, in which you draw her picture and your picture, and enter between how much you can enter her and how much you can enter you, and you're starting each and every one as an egoist. And there's a endless distance between each other. Each has to leave his starting point and start getting closer to the other. So as much as I get closer to myself, I'm leaving my source point, my foundational point. It's more and more difficult for me to advance. For her, it's also very difficult to advance. As much as she leaves her eye. We need to... maybe we'll advance a little bit more. And this is all through concessions, this mutual concessions. Until we can touch each other internally. Does that mean this is at a certain point where we decided that until here we can concede each on his own foundations in order to be connected together. Now, what's connected together? Connected is called that I receive from her properties, things which are necessary to her, so that it'll become necessary for me, and she accepts from my properties things that are necessary for me for them to become necessary for her. In such a way, a contact becomes a plug and a outlet or inlet. There's a certain things, and this is how we enter each other. And then, but what's important to her? Once again, I have to buy as it's important to me in a certain way, and also with her, so that there will be a common field. In this common field, this common area, we exist for now. The work in this common area that we're strengthening ourselves in this connection in all sorts of situations helps us to connect, and this common area is called a couple. And other than this common area, there are plenty of areas that in which there's me and her separate, existing this way. This is one, and this is the other. Two rings like this. And the common area between us. So each receives here from the other things of the other, which become himself and important to himself as much as his own things are important to him. Therefore, it's common. In which I truly see that there is no choice. That's how it is with her. Now, what to do with the non-common area? We will have to work on them. On these areas. This is through scrutinies and common work. But why do we do this? We do it until we... Maybe I would... Sorry. We do it in order to make from us one. We'll do this in a different color. To make from this a one. If I know how to do this, in which we together become one, if we know how to do this, we will succeed onward with a more external circle and more external until the whole world will be as one. And then there'll be no integral global crisis. All in all, there's plenty and everything. We developed only instead of us developing everything in world in the most nicest way for a person, we turn it into a bad way. It's like two people in an apartment that can't get along and then let everything burn down. From me not getting to, getting along, I can't stand her and she can't stand me. It's the same thing. Same problem, same... In the picture here, can you notice stages? Do you want to develop it somewhere? Yes, it looks like there are stages of connection, all sorts of stages of connection. Let's say we start with a stage like this of two, and we're doing a certain process of getting closer, and then it becomes like it becomes one. But all these stages, there's a process, this whole process. And this is what you said... the psychological study. I'm sorry, this is not clear. We need to discuss more to recognize and be acquainted with the other's qualities, to do a list of demands from each other, yes and no, to accept the weaknesses and all sorts of things that are in the other as a fact. It could be because as things that can be changed or not. and to truly search for the strength where we can receive the properties of the other, like a mother that looks at a baby, at her child. When we look at a child that, let's say, is 2 or 3 years old and is running around and making a mess, we already identify his properties, what his attributes. And then when he's 5 or 6 years older, we don't have anything to do with it. We have to accept this. We need to somehow, concede to this. And we know that this is from his father, that's from his mother, that's his grandparents, and so forth. We accept it with love. We're aware of it, and we even things that we would rather that he wouldn't have it. But instead of saying, "Like your mother," then we have to accept it. And the same thing here. One cannot change himself. He cannot. We are. As much as we do studies with adults, we can ask millions like this, and they'll say that they haven't changed. They haven't changed. The same form, the same attitude, the same observation that they received when they were child, the same habits exist and remain. And therefore, the concession is the key to success. That's the formula. And here, when these two forms enter each other together, this is the degree of concession that we can do mutually between us. That's it. I want if you could describe in this point of connection, that common area, what emotional experience does one have when he's in this point? Because we know, we want to know what we're going to feel. What sensation will there be in our daily time when the husband, when the partner feels me, identifies me, knows me? There will be the complete mutual understanding in this area, certainly. And you want to know where this happens? Also towards the children. Also towards children. This common concern, the common thought, all sorts of things. What's common between us? But between us here, common, I'm talking about the children, which is things that are not a beast or, it's a third body. But if it's like that, then it's more difficult to do. Wherever there is an agreement, something common in which we agree with each other, we understand each other, we're connected to each other, although, or despite the fact that in the foundation of things we wouldn't have accepted it. But we already made up to the degree in which we even can't without this. Even if we're told that no, let's say we could correct. We don't want. We feel already so much in all these negations, the ability to connect, that there cannot be connection without them. We already accepted this. And that all these things, specifically by conceding and specifically by her conceding, we feel the connection. Without common, without mutual concession, there's no connection. If with everything we just had agreement, we wouldn't feel that, as if here and me is the same thing. And here when we concede to each other, we're not canceling our ego. This is love covering all transgressions. We're building it upon the ego, and therefore the connection remains, and the inner rejection remains, and specifically on it, love rises and develops. So this point, this common point, this common area, is already love. This is already the common ego. Yes, which is double there. But also, because of that, is the connecting, the one that connects between us, and specifically in it, we feel connected strongly. So this is the point where we can, in this process, also absorb strength from. We always absorb from here. No, because I'm looking at this point of connection. No, this must be our concern. This common area must be all the time. We need to try all the time to awaken it. To awaken it. And then to even to widen it. This, in every type of connection, from the most physical to the most spiritual. You emphasized a moment ago that in this concession, you said that concession is the means for advancing in this diagram and building the common area. But you said this is not just a concession, but this is a concession above the rejection, meaning that the rejection remains and there's like some concession above it. Sounds like a not regular concession, that there's something unique about it that we don't really describe. No, we're building it upon the understanding that our qualities are constant, that we're not going to correct or change the person, another, that we're not making any changes in him. We're only making an agreement and concession, but you're conceding for, it's certain that you're not changing anything, but you're finding what you can concede, what I can concede, what I can accept the other, even though you wouldn't want to initially. According to the ego, no. But I understand that without concession, I will never enter connection. So was this, and that's this common heart. Also towards the family and all other things. Let's start from the first step in this whole thing. So you're going and you're conceding for something, you're giving up on something, so to find this common area. Okay, because maybe I didn't understand this correctly. You said something that even though you're conceding, you're also conceding, and you're also not conceding. You're also not canceling I'm not canceling myself. I don't annul her. And also myself. What does that mean? But you concessed. You conceded. No, it doesn't mean that I conceded. I am rising above myself. I'm not erasing myself. If you could explain this is not clear. I know that I don't agree with her. Not like this, that there's two circles are separated, completed. There's nothing common. And I know that I must accept her desire, her habit, her observation above my habit, observation of mine. Yes? So I remain in myself, and she remains herself, only I give her in my awareness, in the calculation to control me, and she mutually does the same thing. It's not simple, but each becomes double, and between us it becomes one. I am included from all that's in her, positive and negative. She is included with from everything that's in me, positive and negative. Each is willing to concede for everything that he has in order to receive everything that's above him from the other. Like in a dear friend, with a dear friend. And this way, each is included from the other, and this gives us even a connection, even adhesion. Meaning inclusion, the complete adhesion, inclusion. I really want to open here a little bit more sharpening, because I know from experience that there are many mistakes with the term concession. There's a concept of if this concedes, then this devours this, and if this one concedes, this one devours. And here you're describing something totally different. I'm talking about a gradual education in which they understand that in this way they reach a new era in their life, a new dimension in their perception of the other and the others in general and society and the world. And one starts looking differently at everything. He starts seeing in what way life exists. The form of life, the secret of life, that without this inclusion, that there's no cell that's developing, there's no vegetation or animal or anything like that, because without one allowing for someone to enter its boundary. And here a person starts seeing that this is the secret of life, that through this he starts to feel how everything breathes and lives, how everything develops. He himself becomes developing only at the expense of his concession towards the other. And then, himself, in which he was just some dead cell, now he starts to absorb into himself the whole world. He becomes including everything. You mentioned boundaries. We know that in psychological processes, the concept of boundaries and the sensation that one creates boundaries in a good way, this is how he acquires his independence. And here you're constantly maintaining these boundaries, meaning that each keeps his whole. He doesn't give up his one. No, we don't cancel anything in this way. This point is very important because it's always understood in an opposite way. There's a feeling that if I concede, I gave up my desire and I've been swallowed with my other desire, the other's desire. I don't understand these words, what it means in actuality. What's the difference between concession without annulling myself? I don't understand what it is. I can't translate to myself and then later to do at home with my partner. What does it mean to concede when I canceled myself or concession when I didn't cancel myself? Can you explain? When I conceded and annulled myself, it means it's, for example, when someone stands above me with a stick and they beat me up a little bit. And without any choice, I cancel myself and do what the person with the stick wants me to do. Yeah, that way. I cancel myself. Yeah. Concession that we're talking about is a concession which I go with in a way that, how can I say this, in a desirable way. I want this. I understand what I'm acquiring through it. I see in this that I have no choice to grow, to widen my boundaries. If I don't cancel myself, but look what this annulment is, that I'm not annulling my boundary. I'm letting enter inside of me foreign properties, foreign desires, foreign goals, and I accept them too as they are mine. Otherwise, I won't grow. Otherwise, I will not connect to anyone. Otherwise, I will remain always myself. Who are you? Nothing, zero, closed. Absorption. Inclusion is actually the form of development, the form of life. You probably saw such movies in which two souls meet and then they become one. And then they gather and gather to a body. Where did it come from? Because each comes and concedes to the other in order to become together. Without this, life won't exist. This is the whole secret of life. So if I understand this, we need to explain more and more and to get importance from this society and from beside, from the side of the big crisis which is starting to build in each and every one of us. Dead cell that will start to build, to connect together and build a live body. Can you take this observation, which is very strong, no, not this example, can you invent for me an exercise that will help me develop emotions towards this intention that you just said now? An exercise towards implementation with my partner that will lead me to feeling this very strong thing that you just described now. This concession from desire and awareness, for its development. And he said, when I'm closed, I'm zero. When I open this boundary, do I need to open my boundary? Do I need to work on it? You understand, according to my boundary. If I open it, so this, specifically this concept, which is very beautiful, let me exercise this in my partnership. We have a laboratory here. So sometimes we have some kind of understandings, and you're letting me feel this. I am trying to use my desire, my habits, what I'm capable of, in order to fill the desire of the other. What's the concession here? I don't understand this. I'm conceding by the fact that I'm giving up on myself in order to implement and use the desire of the other. Through this, I'm acquiring the feeling and the mind and thought of the other. Give us an example for homework. Let's say I need to exercise my homework. What do I do? An example. I want specifically this to do. What do? I have exactly this laboratory. I want to do it today. To start to taste from the feeling of the concession, which opens my boundary and allows me to absorb and all that. I want everything you just said, I want to feel it. Because here I'm collecting it, I'm absorbing it here. But I need to understand, these are an internal feeling. I need to exercise this. It all starts from talking. And we talked about this already also, that each has to describe to himself the form or the internal map, what each wants from the other, what each demands from the other, what each would be interested in seeing in the other. And with these things to start and exercise. Now, again, it's not like in a regular family, but here we are doing this in a way that I expect that this will buy for me, this will build in me new senses, new sensations. What do you mean by new senses? For the feeling of the other. Which, through this, I will exit my ego and start feeling what is happening around me. We talked about the fact that whoever succeeds in the family cell later succeeds in work and all sorts of connections with people and in general and with nature. That through this, we build ourselves for the absorption of the external reception, which I don't live in myself, but I start to absorb from the environment what's outside of me. And outside of me, these are other forces, I don't feel them. The person who concedes, we're talking about concession, right? You draw the concession as a certain tool for growth. As if for development, it's like he who concedes grows. So, but usually, until what you just explained now, the perception, my perception was that concession draws on, describes like a weakness. No, we're not in a movie like that anymore. Because we talked already about this many times. We have to remind here again, maybe. I don't know. What? It is clear to me that it's not from a weakness, then, from the desire to advance in life. In the life and the relationship, and in life in general, that through this I develop myself, that through this I advance to something good, I've got a benefit from this. Did you hear what you just said? No, there's a conflict here. Why? You have a A benefit from this? A benefit from me whining? I have a cup. I'm conceding to you. And so what did I win from this? I don't have, I'm missing a cup. No, now you have a double cup. Where's my double cup? By doing this, you're buying desires and yearnings and fillings of the other, of your partner. You don't enjoy the from feeling the pleasure in her, like a mother doesn't feel that he's enjoying. She enjoys it more than he does when she gives him some sweet or something. Of course, from this you're acquiring new tools, ability to enjoy. When I concede to my child, when I go to some place, to sport, why do I go? You could sit at home. Who needs? No. There, 100,000 people in the stadium. I enjoy from the generality, from inclusion. It widens your tools of sensation. And at home, I become as great as the 100,000 who are sitting there and yelling there, and are jumping like monkeys and yelling. And what about at home? So I have my friend, my closest friend, is my couch, and I lay on it with my sunflower seeds and watch soccer, and that's it. It's not the same thing. Let me give you two scenes of concession at home, and you tell me what's this concession that is the key for my growth and for benefit. I come home, I eat dinner. While I'm eating, the kids always come to sit next to me. And after they're done with dinner, they also want something sweet. And I give them, this is not a concession. What concession? It's like a mother who's conceding something for her child, for a little child. If she was conceding, you'd have to put a cop next to her. And if she doesn't concede, you'd die from starvation. Wait a minute, that's one. Okay, so we understood the picture. It's clear. This is not a concession. Concession is with your son. In the second picture, my wife wants something from me, and I don't want. It's a little bit of a different concession, yeah? So what do you mean you will concede for development and advancement and growth? What are you thinking about here? Because the first concession makes me happy. The second one depresses me. So if I asked, if the weak one concedes, about the first one we need to teach you. We don't need to teach you because it's natural. But on its face, explain to me what? The second one you need to develop on your own. Not according to nature that comes to you, but you here are the manager of your development. Not nature's managing your development, but you're managing your development. My wife is managing it. Therefore, it is grasped as if I'm weak. But you're going to take it in a different way, in a different calculation. That you now can... It all depends on the importance. If the importance of the child was less important than the importance of the mother, then she would concede to the baby and would take care of herself, because the baby's importance is higher than her self-importance. Look how much she runs and does for him. True, yes. Now, how do we move you to concede your comfort and to receive her desires above your desires? Yes. Meaning that the goal, the reward that you're going to get from this will be asked to be greater. Okay, yes. Let's say she gives you a condition. If you will do the dishes instead of me, then we will go together to wherever you want us to go. Okay, so you're conceding your comfort and are doing the dishes, and then you go together to some place that you want for you to go together, right? Meaning the goal purifies the means. So we need to create an environment that talks about this as an important thing. Your development, which means you're kind of going to get good things, a lack of problems that you get out of this instead of you constantly having to or sit on your head. All these things together we need to bring in such a way so that you'll feel that it's worth your while, so you won't exit this kind of thing. We need this social pressure that will constantly keep you in an awareness that it's worth my while to do this. And what about development? You said three things. You said environment, development, and to avoid, losses. The development could be in the environment, at work, and internal, personal development towards the whole world. Depends what kind of person. Could be that he doesn't see it, that there's a choice, that we have to develop himself. And I understood. The main thing is the influence of the environment. Oh no. This is clear. Because, all in all, to move some finger because she's demanding it from me, this is something that becomes difficult. Several times. If not, I would have to serve myself. But to receive the desire of someone else and serve someone else, what for? What is the benefit? What is the reward? The benefit must be mutual. Let's arrange between us and agree between us, and we'll play between us all the time in mutuality. I for you and you for me. This is the most important thing to learn, because what I learned from this whole discussion about concession is that there's a difference between concession and a mutual concession. That if only I concede, then really the perception we know, if only I give up, I feel like someone's thing. It's not that you're losing here, you just don't have the fuel. Where am I going to get the energy? If I see the other one that is investing in me, then if I have the fuel of him investing in me to do the same thing towards him. And then when I do it towards him, we both, each of us has a double fuel, and it helps us advance. And then, so in concession, I win both his and my thing. This is where the rule comes. We must show each other how much more I'm willing for the other. This will give him more fuel. How do you show it? You give a present. If you give a present to your friend, you must let him know. You must notify him. How? Look how I ran to get you something that you would want. I felt that you want this. And truly, as much as I don't want how much I wanted this, and how did I do this? Meaning blow up the greatness of the gift, the greatness of the giver, and as much as possible to give him impression, meaning that this is nothing right here, but I'm playing with this game here, and this game becomes the truth. Can you give me an example? Yes. Again, let's say you run and buy me ice cream. What can we say? Yeah. And I specifically don't want it so much. But because you saw it once, I enjoyed it, and you ran all the way there. But you understand that I'm in a different situation right now. But you ran, you did, and everything. I must return myself to that same situation I had before, to that same desire, and to your attitude towards me and everything. And then I start receiving from this ice cream pleasure, multiple pleasure from what I had from the, which more pleasure than really exists in ice cream. I must come to this, such an expression of impression, just as much as you invested in that description that you had in you, that of what desire I had and pleasure I had once. Meaning, it could be nothing, and the pleasure can be endless. And this pleasure, I must show you how good you did for me. Oh, I had headaches, and I had a heartburn, and a bad mood, and now everything just passed. Oh, how wonderful. What a world. You just now gave to the whole world not ice cream, and health, and mood. You must show it this way. From this, you have a mood. From this, a good mood. From this, you received satisfaction. Yes, that's it. And what do I have to do with this? The fact that I develop in myself such an attitude towards you, an artificial attitude like this. It's not artificial. I'm just using the same tools I had before, the desire for ice cream that I had 2 days ago when you saw how I wanted it. And I'm using also in your attitude towards me that you wanted to do good for me. I simply raise myself to the degree of desire for ice cream and to your degree of attitude towards me. And we're joining here my stomach and my pain and all the attitudes between the relationships between us, everything adds together and enlarges the vessel and the pleasure. The common deficiency, the common pleasure. The ice cream is not worth anything. What is the pleasure that is discovered here? That's a billion times more than this little piece of ice. This process that you just described right now is suitable for when one is giving a gift to the other and the other doesn't want a gift. Could it be in other situations also? It doesn't matter what. If one concedes towards the other and does it in a way that he, yes, wants to do it this way, in doing so, he educates the other in a great way. Try and do this. You are teaching them how to concede towards the others. Do you need to show you that you didn't want it? Yes, of course. To show that you're doing it against your desire and that you're doing it for him, you're showing it doesn't destroy his pleasure? No, it shows, it gives him a happiness that he's doing it for you. Wait a minute. And from this, the connection is built. Yes, for the long term, I understand. But for the short term, let's say you brought me a cup of tea and I don't want it. If now I will play like I want it in this whole process, you must play. Otherwise, there won't be any connection between us. Otherwise, you're disparaging me. But if I need to show you, this is my question, so I won't hurt you. I don't have a desire for this right now. You brought it for me. So do I have to go this whole thing that you just described right now? I understand in my internality. I arrange my attitude inside of me. I remind myself in all this whole thing and the attitude that you described. But externally in my expression, I show you that I don't want to have this tea, or no, you're acting something totally different here. You're right. If I came to you for a visit with couples, this is the guest and the host. You have to awaken this feeling of shame. And then what is he playing here? He's not playing. He's playing with he's filling his ego specifically. By me saying to the host, I don't want to receive from you. He's doing a benefit to himself? For who? Only for himself? Maybe I lost yourself. Can we go back to the ice cream? My question is simple. I understood the whole process that I need to do it myself and how it gives you an example for tomorrow and that you will do this too and we'll have a growing circulation here. I didn't understand one detail. You're the giver of the ice cream. I'm receiving the ice cream. Do I need to show you that I efforted so that you'll be happy even though I didn't want the ice cream? To enter myself that I want the ice cream? Do I need to show this to you or not? Yes, of course. Now, you don't feel bad for this because you made me go through this whole internal manipulation in order to... Isn't that manipulations? I don't know your manipulation. I know that you're very happy that I exactly touched on what you need. So I play like I want it. Yes? So I play like I want the issue. I don't show that I didn't want it and now I efforted to show to want it. No, that's inside. Yes, that's inside. I'm not trying not to hurt, not hurt you. Understood. Okay. So the artificial part is towards myself inwards. I don't show my partner. No. But you got confused, but I show you that I efforted to bring you the ice cream. Yes, you're showing it to me. Because you really efforted. You exerted, yeah. The larger the gift, I need to show you. And you need to show that it's even greater. How much you enjoy it even more. In both in your attitude and also in your deficiency and how it grows. This is the artificial part. Whoever gave here something has to externalize it and make it even more. And the receiver has to make the even larger how much you're making me happy. And then I said that it's not a lie. It's not a lie. Rather, in this way, we're connecting our deficiencies and our passions together. What? When you now say, what ice cream, what flavors, what? You are building here a new deficiency that wasn't here before, that you didn't have. You're saying, how wonderful, how tasty. And how did you get it? It's so far you went. You're showing these things, this connection between us. It's not a matter of the ice cream. You're awakening now in the relationship between us a bigger pleasure that not the ice cream is the master, but the relationship between us. Your great desire that you know my personality, your personality, and that the connection between us, and without the ice cream, which is not worth anything, but we gathered from this the desires and this mutuality, this human mutuality, above the ice cream. And through this we developed between us artificially, that's true, because naturally only our ego exists. This is mutual concession, and we understand this, that it's like this. So what? This is called, this is a lie, what are you doing? It's not worth, no. It's not a lie. In this, we're creating new vessels. We want this to happen this way. Even though it's not true, real yet. But through this, we're demanding for it to happen, and it will. Because always, like this, when a child plays with something and then becomes the big, and if he won't play, he'll remain a little animal. This is how we are too. It won't embarrass you that I'll start saying to you, how much you exerted and you went and ta-ta-ta. Won't you feel like shamed by this? Because really, it's like a little too much. Do you know how hard that would be? I ran 10 blocks just to bring it to you. And to bring it feet fast, I ran back so it won't melt. Yes, yes. Yeah? And you'll answer me that way too? One who gives his friend a gift must notify him. Because when you talk about the exertion, you're not talking about the gift. You're talking about you're important to me. You're so important to me, and I would be willing to do everything. You bring me ice cream, I'm like, because like you said, it's like I'm exaggerating. We're both exaggerating. Yes? Do we not know why bride enters the thing? Okay, this will be for the next time because our time is over. So what are we going to summarize? The last sentence. We need to play with the good relationships, and through them we will reach to true, real relationships. The game is a serious thing. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much, Nitza. We'll think about this. Till next time. All the best.